Good morning. It's past week's daf in Maseches Pesachim, daf Yudalit. The beginning of the famous Grois Sugya, considered a hard Sugya of Chaninus Kanakehanim. Large part of the difficulty is the fact that it's very foreign things. It's Tumah V'Taydeh. That's what the Sugya talks about. So we're not so familiar with it. So just, you know, the simple Yiddish, the simple knowledge that the Gemara discussed over here is all new to us, and then coupled with whatever the Gemara does and all the cheshbonos and calculations that are happening in the Sugya over here, could get a little difficult, being that pretty much it follows, you know, these six bladders, so are more or less a continuation. So we'll go Beis Hashem, slowly we'll have Siyat Dishmaya. The truth is that those who have been learning the Daf have already encountered Tumah V'Taydeh, Mseches Brochus, Pelgel Dvorim, over there Mseches Shabbos, the Yud Ches Dover. We made it through with Siyat Dishmaya, Ayat Perkav Yikiva. Alright, so we're ready. Beis Hashem, as I will have Siyat Dishmaya, Hashem Liv Lo Yira, right? At Lomazen. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina is going to Kehana Meimer. The first time in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina is going to Kehana. He says the following. Mem shal Kehana benim lo misrif is ha-bosa shenitnu bevlad ha-tumo im ha-bosa shenitnu be'av ha-tumo. Afa bish meisif in tumal tumasa. He's coming to tell us a chiddush. And the chiddush we see at the end of his words, which means as follows, that Rashi brings that there's a pasuk tells us mishmeres chumoysoi, that there's an iser to be metame, maybe to be mafsid even, but akopon but to be metame shumen kodshim. It's also for a person to be metameit, and the issue over here. And this Mishnah is going to discuss in certain situations it would be mutter to be metameit. Maybe if it's already tame and this that you're being metameit is just merely adding tumah, right? That might be a reason why it's mutter, even though you're adding tumah, so that would have been a reason to think that if it's also to be metameit, so you're causing it to be more tame than it was. That's the need over here. And we're going to have in our Mishnah three chidushim, one a bigger chidush than the other, concerning these halachas, as far as mimetam etum v'kodshim. So Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, the first chidush he tells us, mimeim shel kohanim le'nimnu milisre v'sabosor shenitm v'vlad atoma v'mabosor shenitm v'av atoma. Mimeim shel kohanim, this is how it always was. There was never any concern. Le'nimnu, they didn't hold themselves back. Milisra, if it's a boso, shenitma bevlad atoma. If you have boso kodshim, that was possible, and therefore it needed to be burnt. They didn't refrain themselves from burning boso shenitma bevlad atoma and boso shenitma avatoma. Now let's just remind ourselves how the levels of tuma work, that we have the highest level in avatoma, possibly aviavaisatoma by mess. You have an avatoma, and as one, the source of the toma comes in contact with the dover tor, and it becomes tome. So the one that accepted the toma is always a level less. That means if you have something which is an avatoma. Right, let's say I have a sheretz, right, which is an avatoma. Let's say it touches a keli, so the keli becomes a vlad hatoma, or a rishon toma. Vlad means that it accepted toma from something else, right? Av, vlad, right? And in vlad hatoma, right, you have levels, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, right? We'll see as we learn that these levels, how far they go, are also dependent on what you're talking about. Chulin only has a Shlishi, according to most Tanoim, only has a Sheni, according to most Tanoim, Truma could extend to a Shlishi, and Kodshim, a Ravi, according to the level of Kedusha that they have. So this mission over here is telling us that the Kehanim were not concerned to burn Basar Kodshim, one piece with another piece, even though one had a greater level Tumah than the other, and by burning it together, you're causing Tumah. You're causing a Hesofa and Tumah. The one which has the greater level of Tumah is making the lower one which has the lower level of Tumah, you're upgrading its Tumah. Now, what are we talking about? The Mishnah says that if you have Basar Shenitma B'Vlad HaTumah, this is the one which has the low level of Tumah. In Basar Ba'ava Tumah, with Basar which was became Tomei from an Ava Tumah. Afal Bisha Mesifin Tumah Tamasi, even though you're adding Tumah. Now, if you just read the Mishnah over here, a difficulty that the Gemara brings up should surface right away. You're talking about Basar Shenitma B'Vlad HaTumah. Vlad HaTumah generally means a Rishon. So this Basar right now, if it was Nitma with a from a Rishon, it's a Sheni. Right? This one. Now you have the other Basar is Nitma with an Av HaTumah. It got its Tumah from an Av HaTumah. So it's a Rishon. Right? So what you're burning together is two Basar. One is a Rishon and one's a Sheni. If the Rishon touches the Sheni, or the Rishon touches anything from that man, it makes into a Sheni. So there's really no upgrading of any Tumah over here. Right? Because it was a Sheni in the first place. So this is a question that the Gemara asks. Right? And this is what everyone saw the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're talking about a Vlad Vlad, actually it's a Shlishi. Right? When the Mishnah says a Vlad HaTumah, like we mentioned before, Vlad refers to the fact that it was Makawal from something else. Generally, without telling us what level it is, we assume that it's Arishin. But in this case, the Mishnah, the Vlad actually means a Vlad Vlad. It's a Shlishi. So therefore, what you have over here is a Rishon, which is tossing a Shlishi, which is upgrading the Tumah into a Sheni. That's what's going on. Okay, so that's what Rav Hanin is telling us, that the Kehan were not concerned about the Afabish Mesifin Tumah Tumah, even though there's an upgrade in Tumah. And therefore, one might have thought that the Isser of being Metame Kodshim should apply even in such a case. He said that I saw from the Anahoga, from the way Kehanim practiced, that they weren't concerned about this, and that didn't go into the Isla. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Rashi, first of all, over here is bothered by what is this mission doing over here? Right? You know, this, you know, we'll wait for Kolchim, you know, for Zvochim, Noches, yeah, what's this doing over here? Rashi says, Hocha Nokat, lo Mishum Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah Katani, Midarem Mavano, Shesofen Shuma, Tahoda im Hatmeya. The end of the Mishnah is talking about Din of Shefas Chometz, and that's why this Mishnah comes in over here. We'll still a little bit better. At first glance, it looks like the Mishnah is saying that Midevrehim Lomadnu, everyone saw the Mishnah over here, that it would seem to be that what Rav Meir is saying is from something that we previously said in the Mishnah. Well, he learned his following halacha. So, according to that, it's very understandable why this whole Mishnah is important to us. And that's why all these dinim are learned over here, because the source of Rav Meir's din, which is a din of Shefas Chometz, is derived from the previous halachas that the Mishnah says. Right? That's why it's over here. But we've seen that there's a very, very, very big discussion in the Gemara, really, what is the source of Rav Meir's din. Right? And when we get there, we might have to adjust our understanding of what Rashi means. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says further, Melissa Basar Shenitma B'Vlad HaTumah. The Kehanim did not refrain themselves from burning Basar, meat of a korban, that was Nitma B'Vlad HaTumah. Shenoga Basar Koyde Zeberishin L'Tumah. If this Basar was Nitma B'Vlad HaTumah, that means it was Noga. Definitely, at first glance, would seem to be that it touched a Rishon L'Tumah, v'havel ihu sheni. Now, it became a sheni. V'leininu milasorfai, and they did not refrain themselves from burning it im chomer mimenu, with something which has a tum, which is more chomer, greater strength of tumma, what would that be? Maybe shenagav avatumma, something which touched an avatumma. The other piece definitely has a greater strength of tumma. Now, what's the reason? Why taka weren't they concerned? What happened to the dinner of Mishmer Shemoisai? Rashi says, the hoil v'avzeh hakal l'sreifa oimid. Since this piece of basa, which has a lower level tum on it, is l'sreifa oimid, it's destined to be burnt because it's tame, regardless which level of tum it has, but it's once basa, the basa becomes, is tame, so it has to be burnt. The Sreif Amid. They weren't concerned. So Rashi explains what the reason why, the basis of why the Kehanim were not concerned is because being that this Basar at this point is Omelis Reifa, it's destined to be destroyed. So at this point, it has no din of Mishmeres that we should be careful not to be Metameit. Now, we'll see that what we mean with this over here is simply, as at first glance, you seem to get the idea, so far as anything which is Omer L'Sreifa, anything which is destined to be burnt, doesn't have this din anymore, right? So then, is it negate the fact that it's Tomei? I mean, no, so let's say for a different reason, it's Omer L'Sreifa, right? So we'll see from the end of the Mishnah that this Shita holds that the fact that it's, you need the fact that it's Tomei. Right? Since something which is already Tomei, that's Hilchus Reifa, so that's why we're not concerned about adding a Tumah. But were it not to be Tomei at all, right? Then this Shita is not coming to say that you could burn it. You could be Metamei rather, even though it's Ombilis Reifa. Okay, so this is an important point over here. When you make the Cheshbonis and set up the Shitas over here, that lechoshu to be metame yoiser, right? That's what it means. The first step over here is the fact that it's tame already, right? Being that it's tame already in something which is already tame, so then the fact that it's omelis shreifa says that there's no iser to be metame it. Now Rashi by the way brings more porach ma'ite sefes tame because the Gemara asks. Right? Rashi brings the question right away in the mission that we raised. What is the addition? What's the update of Tumah? How the Gambari Shoina Bivlad Tumanoga Vaakshav Khoiz Vinaga Bivlada Tumah. So what happened was it's the same thing is happening really twice. You're not upgrading the Tumah. This piece over here, which is a Shane, he had it become a Shane because it touched the Rishon. So now you bring it, it's right to touching the Rishon. So it's basically staying as a sheni, it's becoming a sheni a second time. That's not no hoisofen that at all. That's the Gemara's question. Like we mentioned, the Gemara explains that we're talking about it's a vlad, so it's a shlishi. That's what we have over here. You're burning a shlishi with a rishon, and that's why there's an upgrade from shlishi to sheni. Okay, now the Mishnah continues hoisef Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and it's important to hold the outline of the Mishnah because there's a lot of discussion in the Gemara back and forth about the different levels that are going on in the Mishnah. Okay, so we have the first level of Chanina, Skana Kehanim. He's telling us Chiddush level number one. He's talking about Basar Kolchin, two pieces of Basar, two Oichlin, one being Metame the other, an upgrade from a shlishi to a sheni. Hoyser Bekiva va'omer. Bekiva added an additional chiddush, and he said the following: Yimeishal kehanim nimlim lahadlik es Hashem es shenivsal butzful yoyim. The kehanim, again, this is a tumah issue, upgrading of tumah. The kehanim weren't concerned to light. Now it's mevuinim that this is talking about truma over here. Right? It's not kochim. This is truma. The Kehanim didn't refrain from burning Es Hashem Shnevsal B'Tzful Yoyim B'Ner Shenitim B'Tamei Meis Af B'Shem Esifim Tum Al Tumasai. The halacha is Truma Tmeya may not be eaten. However, that the din is that truma, that which is tamei, still the kohanim can and should derive benefit from it in other ways, other than eating. He can't, but to use it to help, let's say, shemen in this case, right? You want to use it to burn something as a light for an air, right? That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be used for, right? Truma tamei.
No, there's no
Issa Hano, right. Right. So what we have over here is that you have Shemen, which became Tomei. Now this Shemen was Nitmo, the Mishnah says, from a Tful Yoim. Shemen Shenifsol B'Tful Yoim. The din of a Tful Yoim, Rashi tells us, has the din of a Sheni. And it makes, therefore, the Shemen a din of a Shlishi. Right. Shlishi, this is talking about truma. Have a shlishi b'truma. Right. We'll see as we learn over here that there's two levels of something which is tomei, something called tomei and something called posel. In the levels of tuma, as we go further down, so there's a point that something which it itself is tomei, but it can't pass the tumah further. Simple understanding is because the concentration level of the tumah is so weak that it can't be metamic, can't pass the tumah further. And that level is different. Chulin has one level at the point I mentioned before. Chulin already is not more than a sheni. It's not oisa shlishi. Truma is a shlishi, but it's not oisa revi. And by kolchim, the Zeravi does make a Chamishi. Now that last level is referred to in Chazal as called Posel. Right? It's the Psul is because it's Tomei, but we refer to Posel because it can't pass the Tumah further. So this din of Shlishi that you have by Truma is Posel. That means that if something which is Truma came in contact with a Sheni, so it'll become tamei, and therefore it'll make it itself unfit to be eaten. It'll have the din of truma tamei, but if it comes in contact with something else, another thing of truma, it won't be able to pass the tumah further. That's what that's referred to. Okay, so now we have over here the shemen over here, which is nitma tful yoim. Tful yoim means, I'll just try to speak out everything as we can. Tful yoim means that you could have a person which became tomei, in which way a person generally is mikabel un mikabel tumah from an avat tumah, he becomes tomei. Most tumas, the way to be mitar oneself involves tefila b'mikvah. The din of tefila b'mikvah has two levels. There's the tefila itself, and then you have herif shemesh, right? The setting of the sun, says a kechavim. Now, it's mivuyer over here that the dinot for yoyim is that even though to have the complete tighter process, you need to have herev shemesh. And for example, let's say legabe achilas truma, right? As we saw other places, avor shemesh v'toher, right? That's the Mishnah in Reish Maseches Brachos, mishosh shekem nechnosen lechol b'chumosen koyhem she'tovlu. Right, and they're waiting for Herev Shemesh. A Kohen became Tomei, therefore he can't eat Truma, he's Toivel. So when Tzeisek HaChovim comes, then he's completely Tor, and he could therefore eat the Truma. Tful Yoim means that after that person made the Tefillah till Herev Shemesh, he's not completely Tor, but there's a weakening of the Tumah, and there aren't Nafkaminis. For certain things that a tful yoim, just tefil itself, is maspik. Now over here you see that let's say a kohen was nitten by a sheretz, so he's nitten by avatuma, so he has a din really of a rishon l'tuma. However, once he's toivel tful yoim, that's then that the level of tuma decreases, and now he has a din of a sheni l'tuma. Right? The truth of the matter is that even the sheni, it's a weak sheni. Like we'll see that later. But that's this halacha over here. So shemen that was nitma by its full yom, this shemen has din of a shlishi, right? Because this person through his tefillah, right, his level of tuma was decreased, and now he's in the level of a shemen l'tuma. Therefore, now when he comes in contact with the shemen is a shlishi. So we have shemen of shumo, which is tomei. It's a shlishi. It can't be eaten. So you got to use it. You got to use it. You know, for to be nenefmit. So fine, so you'll put it into your ner, into your cup. That's what ner when refers to chazal. It's the cup which holds the shemen, and you'll light it, and that's what you get. Now over here, what happened was that this loynimnu. What you have over here is you have shemen that's nitma b'tful yoyim. So the kohanim were not concerned. Once the shemen was nitma, and it's this shemen shuma is a shlishi. Then already they used a ner, a cup, which is tamei meis means someone, kipshutai, means that someone that came in contact with the mess. Someone that came in contact with the mess, that has the din of an avatumu. And this is something that we find only by tamei meis, that the meis, which is the source of the tumah, has a higher level tumah than anything else that we find. We call that the avi avayis ha-tumah, and things which come in contact with the mess become themselves an ava tumah. By all other avayis ha-tumah, sheretz, veila, right? All these things, that they're the ava tumah, and something which comes in contact with them become a rishon, the vlara tumah. By mess, the mess itself, whatever is considered the mess itself, has the name of Aviyah Vayisa Tumah, and the next level is Panava Tumah. So what we have over here is that a Kli, which also important to mention, that there are also certain conditions of what level Tumah could be Metame something. Meaning to say that we find, as far as the thing which has been makabel the tumah, right, we find two levels, two general levels. You have something called Adam v'kelim, the Adam v'kelim level, a person or something which has a din of a keli. In order for it to become tameh, it needs to come in contact. Right? Now, when I say in contact, it doesn't necessarily mean negiah. There are different ways of passing the tumah, right? Whatever that means, right? But. In order for an Adam Kalim to become Tomei, they have to receive their Tumah from an Avatumah. Right? An Avatumah, that's what, that level Tumah could be Metame an Adam V'Kalim. A Rishon L'Tumah can't be Metame an Adam V'Kalim. The second level you have, Oichlun U'Mashkin, food and drink. Food and drink, this is something which could be Mekabel Tumah, even from a Rishon, and that's really where the levels that we talked about over here, right? The levels, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, these are all in the Eichen Umashkin level, right? This is pretty much, as far as the Rais is concerned, the different Din Rabbonon, in the Yud Ches Dover, we saw certain Rabbonons concerning this. So now what you have over here is that you have the ner, which is nitma from an avatomo. The ner is the kli that you're going to put the shemen into. So this was nitma of avatomo. It means a person, let's say, touched the mess. This person now is avatomo. He touches the ner. This, or however he's going to be metameit, right? And So now this ner it was mekabel tumah from an avatumah. That's how that's the only way it comes on, right? So this ner now is a rishon. So what you have over here is that you're putting shemen, which is a shlishi, into a ner, which the ner is a rishon, and you're upgrading the level from a shlishi to a sheni, right? So upgrade there is over here, but again, if we're following the calculations over here, that Rabbi Kiva is supposed to be moisif something. Right, this is a question that the Gemara deals with. That as far as our Hisafa, we seem to be having an upgrade in the Tumah from what Rabbi Chanina said. Seems to be the same thing. Right, so the Gemara's question. The Gemara has different ways of answering this. We'll wait for that. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva's Maisif keeps talking about Truma. He's talking about a Kli being Metame Mashke. The Kli is a Rishon L'Tuma. It's being Metame L'Shemen, which is a Shlishi. It's becoming a Sheni. Lo Nimnu Afal Pi Shemoisif M'Tuma Al Tamosi. Now let's see the Rashi over here. Zok Rashi. Rashi Milahadlik Shemen Shel Shuma. That's Rashi right away fills us in over here. That we're talking about Shema of Shuma. Right? Maybe we'll see later in the Sugya how we talk. I know that it's Truma. But that we'll accept right now. Shemen Shel Shuma. Shenifel B'Tfuyayim. V'hu Shlishi. This Shemen is a Shlishi. What the Tfuyayim Poisel Es at Shuma Min Hatoyra. This there, the Tfuyayim, could be Metame. That's Lashon of Poisel, like I mentioned before, right? That Shem at full yom is poisal shum na tayer be yivomus perakol oril be bechol kodesh leisiga. I just try to familiarize ourselves a little bit with certain makoros that Rashi brings. It's good to know this. Be bechol kodesh leisiga. This is the part of the parish of Yeledes. We know that a Yeledes becomes tamei. She's part of the Mechusa Kippurim. She needs actually to bring a korban to be completely tohor. Certain tumas, it's not enough to have tefillah, harav shemesh, but there's also a korban which is necessary. Like we mentioned before, that at certain stages of the taida process, the tumah is lessened, and therefore, at certain points, certain heterim already are present, and therefore, as far as the truma is concerned, it's maspik, the tefillah. But for kachim, she needs to bring the korban into the mikdash, as the psukim say. The pasuk says, "B'chol kodesh leisiga, v'yeledes mishatovel l'soif yimei tumu." And a ledes, we know that the pasuk tells us that she's tame for a zohar. 7 days, okay, for Yudalit, 2 weeks. Once she's toivel after this time, that's what it means the Sefer Meitoma, I Meloisi Meitarum Shalo, till the end of 33, 66 days, Tfulas Yoim Oruchi. She has a dinva of a Tful Yoim Oruch, which means as follows. She usually, Tful Yoim means that, you know, the Herav Shemesh of that following. The following Hereshem is what's Mitar. Person's tevil today. So when Tzeisakon comes, and that's the usual din of Tzful Yoyim. The din of Yeler, she said Tzful Yoyim Oruch, is because the Hereshemesh, which is going to be Mitar her, as far as that level is concerned, only helps L'Soif at the end of the 33, at the end of the 66 days. So even if she's tevil after 7 days, which it could be tevil, then the tefillah helps, but she's not going to have that second step of Herav Shemesh till 33 days later, or after 14 days she'll be tevil till 66 days later. That's what it means, the Tfulas Yoyim Oruch. So during that time she has a dinner of a Tful Yoyim. Rashi says, Shari'enu ro'i lo'avi kapora ad yom shmoinim ve'echad. She can't bring her korban by nekeva till the 81st day. So she has a dinner of a Tfulas Yoyim Oruch during that time. And the pasuk tells us b'chol kodesh leisiga, which the Gemara learns that's talking about truma. Were she to touch it, it would become nifsal. Almo lo yhave herav shemesh dilo ad shkiyas acham deshmoinim. Rashi says that you see from the fact that she's not roy to bring her korban till later. Seems to be some kind of connection over here. You have to know how this works, but Rashi seems to say that the fact that she can't bring the korban till the 81st day is a raya that she has a din of a tfulas yom. See the connection in the Rashi. Why that has to be? Maybe you could have understood that. Stam halacha is you can't bring the korban till then, right? Yeah, right. We have to do with this. Why does one dependent on the other? Okay, but you see, this is how Rashi takes out of over here. The Gemara actually, right? And on that, the Gemara says, "B'chol kodesh leisiga." During this time, she's a tful yom. B'chol kodesh leisiga. So this is the source that a tful yom passes truma, right? Okay, so the din of tefuyim, so this truma becomes a shlishi. Now, the kohanim were not concerned to burn that, to put that shemen into a ner. What kind of tumah is this ner? It's b'ner shenit b'tami meis. Tomei meis, avatumuhu. Zok Rashi, what does tomei meis mean? Tomei meis means someone who is named by a meis. Tomei meis is avatumuhu. This person, let's say, who touched the meis, he's an avatumuhu. Umetame kelim. And therefore, he's umetame kelim, like we mentioned before, because kelim only received tumah from an avatumuhu. The chsiv, v'chol asher yiga by a tomei yitmo, v'hanefesh hanegas, tidmo ad ha'orev. The pasuk says, over here, talking about a tomei meis, that someone who receives tumah from a mace could be mitame on Odom. So you see from over there that he has the dinner of an avah tumah, like we mentioned, differently than others. Someone who touches an avela is a vladatum, is a rishon tumah. And this pasuk is where we see that someone who touches an avah tumah, he himself has the din. Someone who touches the mace, excuse me, has the din of an avatoma, that therefore he can be mitame adam v'kelim. The parashas para, this is psukim in paradum gabitumas mes. Alma tomei mace mitame adam. So we see from this passage that tomei mace is mitame adam. V'aso akos of avatoma kisheretz unavela. And the Torah gave someone who comes in contact with a mace the same level tumah as the sheretz and nevela themselves. Right? So our cost of it is a tumah, ava tumah, ki sheretz and nevela. Just like the sheretz and nevela itself, shem tam odom, lo kenegei abohem. And not like something which touches them, merely touches them, shem tam and el oich lumashkin. And this is the point that Rashi is coming to bring out over here. Important thing to remember, to review over and over again, that the din of the mess itself and what it does to one who comes in contact with the mess is different than other avos, sheretz and nevela. That sheretz and nevela, when they come in contact with a person, so the level of tuma is that the person has now is only a rishon l'tuma. However, by a mess, the one who comes in contact with a mess has a din of a ava tuma. The difference is what kind of tumah it could give to others. It's one of the differences, at least. That's what Rashi's saying over here. So, because of ava tumah kasheretz in the veila, that it could be metame odom and not merely kinegeya bohen, and not they have a greater din, not like the din of something which touches on a veila. Shem metame loch lomashim kisubeshotzim. Where do we know that something which received tumah from a sheretz cannot be metame kelim? This is an important passage that we have to remember over here. It's going to come up a lot. Kol asher b'seichai yitma. This passage over here is talking about dinu klicheres in the parasha of tumas sheretz. Kol asher b'seichai yitma. The passage over here is talking about that if a sheretz comes into the avir of a kli cheres, this we'll mention briefly, important to know this also, that kli cheres has different dinim than other kelim, and one of the important differences is that the Mishnah Nchum speaks out that kli matchis, kli shetef, most kelim, right, which have tefila, that's one difference, right? That most kelim are become tor with tefila. Kli cheres doesn't have the din tefila to be metaret yishover. But the way they receive tum is also different. Right? That kli cheres is only mekabel tum megaboy sheres. Let's say of a dead sheres, which is an avat tumah can metame kelim. If it touches a kli cheres on the outside, it does not become tomei. Other kelim. This tumas maga, right? We're familiar with that. Kli cheres is only mitame va'aviray inside, and once it comes inside, it doesn't have to touch. As long as it comes into the avir, it's mitame. Now the pasuk says over there that when you have a sheretz to an avela which comes into the inside of a kli cheres, kol asher b'soicha yitma. Now everything which is in the kli cheres will become tameh. Now there also the tumah which is passed from the kli cheres to the thing that's in there also is doesn't require negia. It's bavire. Kol asher b'soicha yitma. Now the pasuk continues. Mikol oichla sheyochel asher yolov mayim yitma v'chol ma'ashka sheyishas v'chol kli yitma. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says that when the sheretz came into the av kli cheres. Now the sheretz is from tam the kli cheres. Therefore the sheretz is the av. The kli cheres is a rishon. On that, the way we know that it's a rishon was what and it has different dinim. It's from this pasuk over here, because the pasuk says that anything which is inside the kli cheres will become tameh, and the pasuk net goes on to describe what kind of things which are in the kli which could be kavel tameh at this point. And the pasuk says oichonu mashkin, oichonu mashkin, mikol meichel sheyochel mikol mashka sheyishose almo loy mekabel tumah min hakeli shekibel tumah min hasheretz. You see from over here that if you have a kli which received the tumah from the sheretz, it could only be mitame oichlan mashkin. Alma loy mekabel tumah min hakeli shekibel tumah min hasheretz ela oichel umashkin bavad loy odem v'keli, not odem v'keli. Odem v'keli can only be mekabel tumah from a avatumah, and over here since this kli which was mekabel tumah from the sheretz is a rishon, it can't be tam tama adam v'kelim. Now, while we have this pasuk in front of us, mention now again something which will come up, big discussion about this, just to read the pasuk. In the pasuk says as follows: Kol asher b'soicha yitma mikol ha'ocha sheyochel asher yovoy olav mayim. What's that? That water comes onto. What's that? What's that condition over here? So we'll see. Again, we'll see. But just mentioned briefly now, just that we should have the idea. There's something called hechsher. Right? There's other pesukim. Maybe we're more familiar from the sugin el mitzias. Right? And mayim al zera. And other pesukim which talk about this. That one of the conditions of tumas oichlin is that it needs to be a huchsher lekabel tumah. An oichel, in order to become tameh, it needs hechsher. It needs to be niskin in order that it should be kabel tumah. What that hechsher is, or how the hechsher is done, is by coming in contact with mayim, when nezayim mashkim. That's what that post says. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, if water comes onto his rhyme over here, is the oichel. And then the pasuk says, then it could become tameh. And there's a whole mesechta machshin which talks about the different conditions of what and when something can become hochsher. If you remember, we had in the Yud Ches Dover also a shmuz about this, right? Habayit Zilagas, and that involves the shayla of hechsher. So that's what this pasuk is saying, that when you have the oichel, which is in the kli cheres, which is going to be mekabel tumah from the keli, because an oichel can come from rishon tumah, but the pasuk over here includes the condition asher yava oil of mayim. This is provided that the oichel was hochsher. If it was hochsher, the kabel tumah. So now, when it's inside the av of the kli cheres, which became tumah, it'll become tumah. That's just how to read the pasuk. Okay. So now Rashi brings all these ideas to our Mishnah. V'hai ner havarishin. Therefore,
if the oichel inside was dry completely, it couldn't become tameh?
It's not really dependent whether it's dry or not. I mean, it needs that at one point it came in contact with water. It could be that today's dry.
But let's say it never did yet.
Right, if it never did, yes, then it can't become tameh.
Grapes in there that never, well, grapes, I don't know.
Okay, but even grapes, right? You know, if it wasn't hochsher, right, whatever those conditions are, right. So that this is one of the conditions of Meichel. Tumas Oichlin needs to become hochsher. It could come in contact with the greatest level of tumah, but it won't become tameh unless it has its hukshel kabel tumah. This is what it needs. Okay. So actually, it says as follows. Fahai ner havadishin. So the ner, therefore, in our Mishnah, which came in contact with an avatoma, havadishin. Fa'achshav yesh kante sefes tuma. So now we're adding tuma onto the shemen. Why? Because originally the shemen, which became mitna from a tefuyim is a shen. We said it makes the shemen into a shlishi. Now when we put the shemen into this cup over here, it's come katak with a rishon. Because v'nasa sheni adehaner the hoil v'yei. Oh, right. So that's the hoisav of tuma. Now Rashi says, why is this mutter? For hoil v'yei tuma olov loy chashinon le. Since it is already tomei. That's why we're not concerned. And therefore, you could add tuma actively. Now, over here, Rashi explained it a little bit differently than before. Rashi didn't talk about it. It's omer l'sreifa. And the truth is, because it's not really omer l'sreifa, right? There's a difference between the din sreifa that you have by truma and that you have by kolshim. By kolshim, that once the kolshim becomes tomei, it's invalid. So the purpose of that strafa is to destroy it. It's also bahano, right? And so that's what that was referring to. Over here, this, when shum becomes tomei, and now you're burning it, you're being nena from it. So you're not destroying it, like Shum was saying before, this is the way to be nena from it, right? That's kipshute, the din of shumah. And on the contrary, this is the Hoysof that Rabbi Kiva is coming to say. Rabbi Kiva is coming to say that not only something which is Oymid Li'ibud doesn't have a din Shmeres, and you could be Metameit, but even something which is already Tomei, it has the Shem Tumah on it, it's already Tomei, even though it's a lower level of Tumah, but since it's already Tomei, so there's no din Mishmeres on it anymore, and therefore you could be Metameit. And that's why, according to these Tanoim, we need that it should be Tomei ready. Right? So even though you're upgrading the level of Tuma, nevertheless it's Mutter. Now, like we mentioned before, the question that the Gemara asks over here, right, you got to be, file the whole mission together, that this piece by itself is good, but in relation to what the mission is coming to say, that we're coming to add a Chiddush, Rebbe Kiva, over Chanina, that we don't understand, because he's saying the same Chiddush, that you can make a shlishi into a sheni. Okay. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. Omar Meir, midivreim no manu shesofin shum etohirim atmei bepesach. Meir says, from their words, we could learn an additional Chiddush. Midivreim no manu shesofin shum etohirim one may burn truma tohoida. This is tor. Right? Till now we've been talking about something which is tome. He's saying that we could derive from their words that it's mutter on erev Pesach, coming to make bir chometz. It's mutter to burn truma tohoida together with truma tmeya. That's the Chiddush that Meir is coming to say over here. Now, what the Midivreim is, how does he see this from Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva? It sounds like he's learning from both. Right, so as I mentioned, this is a very big discussion in the Gemara. Who the Midivreim is? Is he learning it from Rabbi Chanina? Possibly. The Gemara, we'll see, definitely has Manda Omrim, which say that he actually is not even learning it from someone that was previously mentioned in the Mishnah. As we'll see, a reference to this in the Hemshech of the Mishnah. So it's important to point out that this Midivreim, where is he learning from? Who is he referring to? I see from their words, right, an additional Chiddush. Right, who is that? Who is he referring to? Let's see the Rashi over here. The Rashi, midivrei l'manu shesofin truma tohirim atmei bepesach. Now Rashi says something over here also, which is important to keep in mind. Rashi says, Reb Meir is saying it's mutter to burn truma tahir matmeir. Now by burning it, you're making it tamei, like we had before, right? That's the point that we're talking about over here. Now when are you burning this? Zech Rashi, im zman habir. We're talking about at burning it at a time, zman habir. Right? Now, that we'll have to see a little further explanation when this means. When zman habir? We know that this is zman bir deraisa. Rabban, we're talking about 7th hour to 6th hour. Rashi continues that the basis of Rav Meir's heter is the hoyva hileches li'ibud, since this truma tahira is being destroyed, even truma tahira, because it's chometz and it's being burnt because it's chometz, v'asura midarais. So Rashi adds in over here something which we'll see is not so simple, right? So I mentioned before that it's one very long sugya. You have to try to remember, right, the many points that Rashi mentions right now, and the Mishnah itself, many things happen now which you don't fully appreciate. They'll become a discussion later on, and we have to do a lot of reviewing over here to see whether everything works out. Rashi mentions over here, seemingly, that Reb Meir, his heter is to burn Truma Tahir Matmeya, Hoyel Vasum Deraisa. Vasum Deraisa is the Shah Shvius, the 7th hour.
The Zman
Bir
is later?
The Zman Bir, yeah, is when it becomes Osir. When does the Acholak...
It has to already be burnt already.
Okay, so that's a question, you know, exactly. But even if it's Midaraisa, I mean, this Rashi over here seems to be saying that it's Osir, it's Osir Midaraisa. I mean, the Issa Midaraisa definitely doesn't start till the Shal Shvius, right? Now, you want to know Midaraisa, when to burn it? Does it have to be burnt already by then? Okay, so this, we had discussion about this in the past. Right? This is a question as far as whether you have to have it already burnt, or it's right, the fact that you could start burning right now, being that you're oisikim burning it, so you're not over any surim Midaraisa. But the point of time that Rashi is saying over here, Rashi is telling us it's Heilich Li'ibud, since it's awesome in the Raisa. I mean, Kipshuta is talking about the Shah Shvis. Even if you want to say, like you're saying, let's say it's towards the end of the Shah Shishis. But he's not, Zichr, not talking about the Zman Bim and Rabbanon. Which we'll see in the Gemara, that it's, in the Gemara Kipshuta is not like this. Right? But we'll see. But this is what Rashi is saying. Then now this much is definitely true, that Reb Meir's sheet over here, what's the heter to be metame the truma? It's definitely because it's Heilich Li'ibud. This is what we mentioned before, that he holds that the Heilich Li'ibud itself is enough of a reason that there's no din mishmeres to this din which says that you're not allowed to be metame it. That din falls off at a point in time when it's Heilich Li'ibud, even if it still did not become Tomei. The previous Tanoim only tells us something which already became Tomei, it has Tomei on it, and the question is to upgrade, so since it's already Tomei, that's the basis that you could be Metamed further. May's come to say that even if it's not Tomei itself, but if it's very, once it's Hoel Chalibud, it has a din on it that has to be destroyed, so such Truma, such Koshim, doesn't have a din, Mishmeres anymore, and you can Metamed be a dying.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be in a state of Tumah.
Right. That's the point. Right? And Rashi says over here, Lo yicheshin mishmirasa, v'afka v'shemtzara no l'nishayim b'tayri d'chsev v'shemtzara t'rumo yisoy. Interesting what Rashi first mentions this now. I mean, this is what the whole mission is based on. Right? The first time, right? The third sheet that Rashi mentions, v'afka gav the mishmeres. Right? This should have been the opening. Right, that's what the everything is based on here.
You're saying that there
may
later on the
Gemara,
even
b'sheish.
That's what we're trying to say.
B'sheish, we'll see.
B'sheish.
See, maybe even more
only
than
b'sheish. We have this Rashi saying
what?
Only Rabbi Yosi is masking in the shvius, but b'sheish.
Is Rabbi Yosi masking the shvius? How do you know that?
The Gemara says later on, but
okay.
But
you see, you have to see the cheshbon. That's not so posh. That's only Rabbi Yochanan. Right.
But now we're saying that the
Rashi
trying to
understand
the Deacon Rashi,
he says
that
the Rai, so
he seems to be limiting
the mayor. Right, so that's Mefush Fakir from Nagimor. Right, you'll see that there's a machlokes in Nagimor over there. Right? And even seeing that Rabbi Yechon and that Gemara, he's the one who according to Rashi, it's Machlashi, and Tosfos even over there. But even according to that, exactly, right? I mean, that Gemara is clear that even if let's say that Rabbi Meir is not matter in the Shoah Chamishis, but Zich in the Shoah Shishis, right? Because even Rabbi Yechon is more than the Shoah Shvius. So this that Rashi is explaining Rabbi Meir, that from the Shoah Shvius doesn't stem with that Gemara. Right? That's. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what the Gemara says, right? Right? Basis made in Shvius. That's Mufush for Kevin Rashi. Right? But you'll see, you learn that Gemara, and you'll see that the other man, the Omar, is even more so. Right? The other man, the Omar, going to Tosfos, you see, even that man, the Omar. Yeah, so it's this Rashi over here is the point. So I mean, when you see that, so you see, you're already ahead, you know the Sugi's over there. So you'll see that this Rashi over here is a Bissel Tzorach Bir. We'll have to work it out. Okay, let's just finish off the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is an important base, that we have to review the Mishnah a lot, because everything has come back to the Mishnah, and you have to always make all the calculations according to many different specific details which come up in the Gemara, that you'll see, we'll find out new things that you have every step in the Mishnah, you have to work out. Okay, so let's continue over here. Omar B'Yosi, Eina Hi'amida. He says, no, Einaham either. He's arguing on Rameh, and he's saying that you can't learn from what you're saying. Right? Rameh said that midirehim lomando, I'm going to derive from someone, whoever Rameh is referring to. And that basically says, no, Einaham either. Einaham either means that your way of deriving this from that is not accurate. It's not right. Einaham either. Now, he doesn't really tell us why. Right, so there's a lot of things which are unclear over here, and this is also what we'll have to plug in. Whoever Rameh was learning from, that's one thing we have to find out, and then we have to see that Rabbi Yosi apparently is talking to that, and he's saying, "Ein Hamida, why is Ein Hamida?" Right, so then the number of things the Gemara itself talks about, but we'll then have to fill in the loose ends. Now again, the Mishnah continues over here. Umboide, this Rabbi Yosi talking. Umboide, Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar and Yeshuva agree shesofim zula atzma v'zula atzma. They both agree that truma tahira and truma tameya may not be burnt together with each other. Now we look at this Mishnah and we don't understand. Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, we never mentioned these names before. Why is Rabbi Yosi talking about this? All right, so this is a question that we have to ask ourselves. And this we'll see, the Gemara according to one opinion sees from this part of the Mishnah that maybe we were talking about them, that the Medivrehim of Reb Meir was referring to some machlekes between Rabbi Shua and Reb Elazar. Now we'll see in the Gemara, according to that opinion, that Reb Meir really was referring to Rashita's Rabbi Shua. He was taking out of something from Rabbi Shua, but it takes care of Medivrehim, Alashim Rabbim. Now, according to that, so this Gemara reads a little bit better, right? That Rabbi Meir had just derived midivrei l'man. No, I'm taking something out of Rabbi Yeshua. So on that, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't, because they agree. There's no one that says in our case that you could burn together. If you have truma tahira and truma tameya, there's never a point that you could burn them together to be mitamid tahira. Lo nechluk ama nechluku. You have a machlekes that you're taking shita of Yeshua, right? Ama nechleku. Their machlekes doesn't pertain to us. Ama nechleku. Where would their machlekes pertain to? Al hatluyava tameya. If you have tluy, which means sofik truma, truma which is sofik, it has a sofik tuma on it. It's not for sure tohar. It's a sofik. So you have Truma, which is Tluya, which is a Sofik Tum of Allah Tum, and something which is Vada, that's the Machlekes Shablezer Oimeti Sof Zula Atzma Zula Atzma. Rabbi Shua Oimeshtein Kachas. That's what Machlekes is. That over there, Ablezer says, no, you can't burn them together. Being that this is not a Vadai Tome, you can't burn this Truma with Truma, which is Vadai Tome. And that's where Rabbi Shua was Matter, and he says, over there, you could burn the two together. So what Rabbi Yosi is saying is, Enehi Amido. Right? You can't learn from Rabbi Shua, because in truth, that the only time that Rabbi Shua was Mekel is only if something which is a Sofik Tomei, it's not for sure Tor. That's where Rabbi Shua said that you could take out of Rabbi Shua, that you could burn the two together, even though you're passing tumma. But in our case, which is vaday tahor, that you can't. Right? So that'll be the reading according to this. But again, we'll have to see the other opinions in the Mishnah, that maybe that if a mayor is to take a learning from Rabbi Chanina, so we'll have to see why Rabbi Yossi is mentioning a Shitas Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Leza. Let's just see the Rashi over here. Ein nehi amida. Iya toyoch alul meidezum divrein. That's what Rabbi Yossi is talking to Rabbi Meir. You can't learn this from where you're trying to derive it from. Vomafarish amai ein nehi amida. Mora has to explain why not. Umoidin Rabbi Leza. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Yossi ko omar lo. This is Rabbi Yossi talking, like we just explained. Even though true, there is a machlekes, but that machlekes not pertain to us. But in such a case, when you have truma tahirim and tmeya, everyone agrees, and Bishu agrees that you can't burn the two together. So you can't passively derive from Rabbi Shua that in our case over here, shreifas chometz erev Pesach, you could burn truma tahirim with truma tmeya. Okay, so this is the Ikar Tzura of the Mishnah. This is what we have to remember, that we have a Rabbi Chanina, one level of Chiddush as far as being Mitame. He's talking about Kochim, he's talking about two Oichlin, which the Oilim saw right away, which is a big issue. The next level is Ahisof Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is talking about Truma. That we'll see. The Gemara Takanon Beis talks about. There's a bigger discussion later on. Mashkin. The whole dinner of Tumas Mashkin, a very, very big question over here, whether Mashkin is prone to Tumah at all, could it be time of other things, a whole big sugi about that. That's the second din in the Mishnah. And as we'll see in the Gemara, right, also a discussion over here, what is the Hisaf of Rabbi Kiva over Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara introduces another halacha to us, the din of Chayav HaRekha Cholol, which could possibly make it that the case actually in the Mishnah, according to the way the Gemara wants to say, is that the Ner actually is an Avatoma. It's a Ner, it's a klimatchis, the din of this certain dinim by Tomei Meis, that you retain the level of Toma, so therefore you're really upgrading something from a Shlishi to a Rishon, and that's one of the truths in the Gemara. We'll press for time over here. Maybe we have to add in a couple of days a week, maybe for these sugis over here. Yeah, akoponim. Then we have Reb Meir, which is saying an additional haistofo. Is he learning from in the Reim? Right, it's an important point that we have to keep clear in our minds. Different possibilities in the moral. Where is he learning from? And then have Reb Yossi. Why is he arguing in Amida? Why can't you? What's that based on? And where does Reb Yeshua and Reb Lezer come into the picture? Okay. Yeah.